What we didn't really think through is that we just finished touring behind that record, and now we've got a new record to work. And so it's like, okay, this is why people don't do this anymore.
These days, bands tend to spread out their album releases. But after the Drive-By Truckers recorded enough material for two albums in 2009, they split the tracks up and put out The Big To-Do in 2010 and Go-Go Boots 11 months later. Now, if they can only go on a tour that's less than a year long. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley formed the Drive-By Truckers in 1996 in Athens, Georgia. They both hail from the Shoals in northern Alabama. Patterson's father is David Hood, bassist in the legendary Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. Patterson has called the Drive-By Truckers' latest album, Go-Go Boots, their most different and most Muscle Shoals-sounding album. The band continues their mix of rock, country, soul, and more. They also pay homage to another Muscle Shoals veteran, the troubled and talented guitarist and songwriter Eddie Hinton. Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley stopped by the FUV studios to perform and talk with Darren DeVivo about doing something new on the album, Go-Go Boots.
We've never covered an artist on one of our official records because with three writers in the band, you know, there's usually no shortage of material, and there certainly wasn't any shortage this time. But we did a couple of Eddie Hinton songs for this like tribute series of 45s, actually, that came out of Ohio about a year or so ago. And it was in the middle of recording this project, and recording those two songs kind of inspired new songs. It was like one of those things where it kind of opened a door and kind of followed down that hallway and ended up with about half of the record came out of things that were inspired by recording those two Eddie Hinton songs. So we decided to include them on the record, and it's kind of almost like the centerpiece of the record,
right?
Having that.
Ain't nobody ever found happiness living their lives all alone. Used to walk around like I didn't need nobody, make me happy and belong. One fine day, found myself in trouble, weighed down, without a friend. Along came the love of a real fine woman, says she loves me till the end. Everybody needs a love, love, love. Everybody needs a love, 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 love. Everybody needs a love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and moon and stars up above.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the artist who does the artwork on your albums.
That's Wes Freed. We've been friends for a long time now, since the beginning of the band, really. He's in Richmond, Virginia, he and his wife Jill, and they invited us up to play a monthly show they put together called Capital City Barn Dance.
97,
somewhere around there. And we stayed at their house and got familiar with Wes's artwork. He had a ton of it all over his house at the time, and just fell in love with the stuff. And we knew then that we wanted him to do something, and he's done everything. He's done every album, and in between albums, he's doing posters for shows. So he's got a pretty amazing body of work just on what he's done for us alone. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit of it. It's really unique. It's become as much a part of our thing as the songs.
I got scars on my arms from the bullet that once grazed me. I keep it in a box to remind me where I've been. The thin blue line's the only thing that can save me. I used to have a badge till they made me turn it in. And I used to play football, but I wasn't big enough for college. I passed the entrance exam, first trying on my way. Police Academy gave me the only thing I was ever any good at. But my temper and the shakes, and they took that thing away.
That's the Drive-By Truckers live in the studio with Used to Be a Cop and Everybody Needs Love. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.